wife Jeanette and I were told we couldn't have children. Been married about 8 years. We started taking Shackley and we had children.
The cardiologist told me that the Shackley supplements saved my life. He said I should not have even been alive because I should have been one of those people, one of those heart attacks every 25 seconds that the first symptom is death.
The doctors told my wife that I probably wasn't going to survive the surgery, and if I did survive, I was going to have brain damage. The doctor walks into the room and he said, "I don't know what your husband's doing, but whatever it is, he needs to keep doing it." And he says, "I've never seen anybody come through a surgery like that or recover from a surgery like that, regardless of age, much less in your 60s.
My health is much better today, and it's attributable 100% to Shackley products, because even the cardiologist said I wouldn't be here today without them.
This is Bob Ferguson, and along with my co-host Barb Ligoni, we're going to be talking about men's health, a topic very dear to my heart. Most men, if asked, would readily say they want to experience the best possible health, with vitality and energy to spare. The reality is that most of us are not all that good at behaving in a way that's friendly to our health. It turns out that men are much more likely to pay scant attention to their health than women, often ignoring signals of ill health until problems compound. For instance, one of the best health strategies is maintaining optimal weight, but men lead the pack in the U.S. obesity epidemic with 72% either overweight or obese, so clearly we have some work to do. So what is the answer to this complex problem? We've invited a number of men, some of whom are medical professionals, to discuss some very straightforward strategies that can help any man enjoy more energy, better overall health, optimal weight, and avoid health challenges that degrade our quality of life and potentially shorten it. So Barb, it's always a pleasure to be with you to do these presentations.
Thanks, Bob. You know, when you hear the numbers that one out of every two men will develop cancer, and one out of four will die each year from heart disease, which is still the number one cause of death in men, you realize that we can't afford to be complacent about our health. It's time to be proactive about prevention.
Hi, my name is Rusty Yost. I live in Cape Coral, Florida. And I've asked to be a part of this recording for a couple of reasons. I suspect one of them being that I've had a heart attack. Another being that I've been involved with Shackley Corporation for 30 years. And maybe a third because I'm a pharmacist. But I would like to begin by telling you a little bit about the state of heart disease in America today. The good news is that since 1960, the deaths from heart disease have actually decreased, the incidence of people who have heart attacks and die. The bad news is that it's still the number one killer in America, and number one by what you might consider some astonishing statistics. Heart disease represents 6% of all deaths in America from any cause, traffic accidents, wars, whatever. 6% of all deaths are from heart disease. 2,000 Americans die every day, one every 39 seconds from heart disease. Do you know that 785,000 people this year will have a heart attack, their first one, and another almost 500,000 will have a recurrent attack? A heart attack occurs every 25 seconds. Now, another incidence here is stroke, because it's sort of a geography thing. If you have a clot in your heart, you have a heart attack. If you have a clot in your brain, you have a stroke. And almost 800,000 people this year will suffer from a stroke. And so anything that we try to do nutritionally or from a prevention point of view addresses both heart attack and stroke. So to tell you a little bit about me, more than I initially said, is that after using Shackley supplements for almost 20 years, I had not a severe heart attack, but I ended up having a quadruple bypass. The blockages in my heart were 199, 97, and 93%. The doctor told me that with those blockages, my chances of living were 1 in 10,000. Now, this goes back to the fact that I grew up in beef country, and when we got married, my wife and I eat a half a beef every 6 months. We eat an entire cow every year, just the two of us. When I was in college, my cholesterol was 360, and nobody cared because it hadn't been linked to heart disease at that point, definitively. It got as high as 480 before I began to address the situation. And so as I began to use Shackley supplements, my cholesterol began to lower, but I couldn't overcome the fact that I picked the wrong parents and that I had the wrong lifestyle for the first 40 years of my life. I was introduced to Shackley when I was 40 years old. Fast forward a number of years, and 10 years post-heart surgery, my heart is totally healed. I had an echocardiogram and a cardiolite stress test 2 years ago. The echocardiogram showed that 100% of my heart muscle was alive and beating, and following my bypass surgery, 25% of my heart was dead. And so that part of it has rejuvenated. 100% of my heart is beating, and the cardiolite stress test showed that I have sufficient blood flow throughout all of the arteries of my heart. So I have recovered to the point that my cardiologist says my heart is better than normal. He said it's like having 2015 vision instead of 2020 vision. So you might be wondering what I did to change that, considering that I had already used supplements for 20 years. The cardiologist told me that the Shackley supplements saved my life. He said I should not have even been alive, because I should have been one of those people, one of those heart attacks every 25 seconds that the first symptom is death. And so because of the supplements, and particularly the essential fatty acids, my blood cells were so slick that they couldn't get caught in those narrow blockages. Now, the part of my heart that was dead was from the 100% blockage, because nothing got through that one. But today, we have such wonderful products from Shackley that address heart disease and stroke. If you think about the RX for Healthier Life, it's a great place to start, budget allowing. It includes Vitalizer. It includes some form of soy protein, which I think is absolutely essential. Soy is so cardioprotective. The Vitalizer includes 80 bio-optimized nutrients, so it designed to go to the right place at the right time for optimal absorption. In addition to that, the Nutriferon to help keep our immune system optimized, and the probiotic Optiflora, along with the C and the B and the things like that. But in addition to the Vitalizer, there are some things that are specific for heart disease. And maybe the most important thing is the essential fatty acids, the Omega Guard, Shackley's Omega Guard. It's a wonderful source of omega-3 fatty acids. It works to keep the blood cells slick. It works as an anti-inflammatory. And we know today that a lot of disease states, including heart disease, are aided by inflammation in the body. And so the addition of Omega Guard to any nutritional regimen is a wonderful bonus. And another thing that is so important for people with heart disease is Shackley's coenzyme Q10 product called CoQ Heart. It ends up that as we age in life, our body begins to produce less and less coenzyme Q10, which we normally have sufficient amounts. And when you think about the fact that heart disease is so prolific in Americans, a lot of Americans with heart disease are taking statins to lower their cholesterol, and they're taking beta blockers to slow their heart for high blood pressure, things like that. Well, those two pharmaceuticals eat coenzyme Q10 for breakfast. And so you have not just the age-related decrease in coenzyme Q10 levels in the body. This is aided and abetted by the addition of these two drugs. And so one of the things that my cardiologist said in the very beginning is, I certainly hope you're taking coenzyme Q10. I assured him that I was, and I'm so pleased that the new CoQ Heart is out that is stronger, because I don't have to take as many now. And regarding statins, today we do have a natural alternative, and that's Shackley's cholesterol reduction complex. It is a combination of sterols that come from plants. And if you think about the word cholesterol, cholesterol comes from animals. Plants also have sterols that are structurally almost identical to the cholesterol in animals. However, they are not harmful, they are protective. And so your body, when you consume plant sterols, those sterols block both the exogenous, the cholesterol that you eat, and they block the endogenous, which is the cholesterol that our bodies make naturally, because we use cholesterol for a lot of things in the body processes, including energy. And so by using Shackley's cholesterol reduction complex, we can, in effect, block a lot of that bad cholesterol. And so that is an option that we have today that we didn't used to have, and that's good. I actually enjoy better health today than I did prior to Shackley, and 30 years later, you can figure that out, how old I am. But my health is much better today, and it's attributable 100% to Shackley products, because even the cardiologist said, I wouldn't be here today without them.
Hi, this is Rick Seymour in Denver, Colorado. I want to address the issue of remaining active as we age or getting active as we age, and products are going to help us to do that. I've been active all my life, and I've seen the difference both before and after Shackley products. You know, Colorado has more mountains over 14,000 feet than all the rest of North America combined, and I've climbed all 54 of them in both the summer and the winter, and 80% of that was solo because there weren't very many people crazy enough to do it with me. I've climbed the Matterhorn in Switzerland a couple of times. I've got 3 first ascents in the Coast Range of British Columbia. That's peaks that have never been climbed before we did it. I've ridden 79 century rides. Those are 100-mile bike rides, 8 double centuries, and the triple bypass, which I'll tell you about in a minute. I'm also an extreme skier. Ski down stuff that most people wouldn't climb with a rope. But I think my biggest claim to fame is we've got 4 kids, 9 grandkids, 2 great-grandkids, and most grandparents I know, when the weekend is over and the kids leave, they collapse in the easy chair and they go, oh, thank God that's over with. But in our family, it's just the opposite. When the grandkids leave, they're saying, oh, thank God that's over with, because I'm taking them on 60-mile bike rides and running them up 14,000-foot peaks and 3-day backpacking trips. And I don't know a lot of grandparents that do that kind of stuff. But you have to realize that if you're going to stay active, there's some things nutritionally that you can do that just make good sense. And good sports nutrition starts with just good nutrition, which is Shackley's RX for Health, which is an amazing foundational program to help people just stay healthy day in and day out. But when you add good sports products, you'll have greater speed and performance, more endurance, and quicker recovery with a lot fewer injuries. You know, I did a lot of century rides before we were ever introduced to Shackley. And I never did what I call a recreational century. I'd get on the bike and I'd hammer it for 100 miles and then get off. I wouldn't stop at the aid stations. I wouldn't rest. But the challenge was I always bonked at about 80 miles. And that's where your body just says, that's it. That's all I've got. I can't give you any more. And it's just a mental exercise to just gut out that last 20 miles. But after Shackley introduced their performance sports drink, I never bonked. I rode the last 20 miles at the same pace I rode the first 20 miles. It's amazing how effective it is at increasing your endurance. And typically, recovery before Shackley would take me 3 or 4 days after a century ride before I'd even consider getting back on the bike. But when Shackley developed their Physique, which is a recovery product, I could go out and do a 60-mile ride the day after I'd ridden a hard century, and it was amazing how fast I recovered. When I was 62, I decided to ride the triple bypass. And no, that's not surgery. That's a bike race here in Colorado, probably one of the toughest single-day bike races in the country. You go from Evergreen to Avon. It's 120 miles. And you go over Squaw Pass, Loveland Pass, Swan Mountain, and Vail Pass. It's almost 12,000 vertical feet of climbing in 120 miles. And I finished it in 9.5 hours at the ripe old age of 62. And most people half my age can't even finish it. And the only difference is I've been using Shackley Nutrition and Shackley Sports Nutrition for many, many years. But you know, one of the challenges I always had as an athlete was that I was born without any cartilage or synovial fluid in my left ankle. I wore these huge arch supports from the time I was 5 years old. It was just bone on bone, so that whenever I was on my feet very long, whether climbing or backpacking or working in the shop all day, I would be in a lot of pain, and I'd limp around for days afterwards. It would keep me awake all night. It would hurt so bad. Because with bone on bone, the joint would swell and fill with blood. I had been to a multitude of podiatrists, sports physicians, and they all said exactly the same thing. The only thing they could do would be to fuse the joint so that I would have a permanent limp and still have some pain, but they said it would improve it. But I wasn't very excited about that solution. Then Shackley came out with their joint health complex, and within a matter of days, I was pain-free. The doctors don't understand it because there's no cartilage or synovial fluid down there, but guess what? Whatever this stuff does, it's absolute magic, because now whenever I backpack or hike or golf or just be on my feet all day, I just take some extra joint health complex. I take 2 a day as a maintenance dose, and I no longer limp around in pain. It's an extraordinary product. If I had to give up everything Shackley made but one, that's the one I would have to keep. Because anyone that has any kind of osteoarthritis or joint pain, whether it's knees or ankles or shoulders or whatever, I cannot recommend the Joint Health Complex highly enough. It's an extraordinary product. But another area that good nutrition can make a huge difference is in recovery from injuries, when that does happen. After all my years of riding in the mountains and flying down winding canyon roads at 60 miles an hour without ever having an accident, here I am in the Cherry Creek bike path in Denver, Colorado, virtually flat, smooth, 10 feet wide. Some guy clips my handlebars and runs me face first into a rock wall at about 25 miles an hour. It crushed my skull, broke my orbital socket. I had blood on the brain. I had air on the brain. The doctors told my wife that I probably wasn't going to survive the surgery. And if I did survive, I was going to have brain damage. Of course, I'm thinking, well, how would anybody know if I had brain damage? But that's another topic. But the point is, it was very, very serious. But after the surgery, which was 9 hours, the doctor walks into the room and he said, "I don't know what your husband's doing, but whatever it is, he needs to keep doing it." And Aldana explained that I've been on Shackley supplements for many, many years. And he says, "I've never seen anybody come through a surgery like that or recover from a surgery like that, regardless of age, much less in your 60s. And Aldana, from that afternoon, started bringing in the physique, brought in the protein shakes, brought in all my vitamins, basically everything that's in RX for Health. And from the very first morning, I refused the blood thinners, I refused the pain medications, and all I did was take Shackley. And the amazing part of it is that I spent 5 days in intensive care, and I recovered so fast, they never even put me in a regular hospital room. They just discharged me and sent me home right from intensive care. The doctor said I would be anywhere from 18 months to 2 years before I could be back to what I would probably feel like being normal. And yet 5 weeks after this happened, I played 18 holes of golf and had never looked back. Now, the reality is that most people can't recover from serious injuries like that if their bodies are not nutritionally sound. And 38 years of Shackley can make a huge, huge difference. So I want to encourage every guy out there, get started on RX for Health Nutrition Program, that foundational program, no matter what else you're doing. Add performance and physique when you're out there doing it to increase your endurance, shorten your recovery. Use the joint health complex as you get older for those knees and ankles and shoulders that get a little cranky. Make sure you have a few energy chews around to increase your focus and give that little extra boost we all need once in a while. And if you do overdo it and have a few sore muscles and pain relief cream, works like magic. But I want you to realize that all of us need to stay active, get active if we're not yet, and as a consequence, we can all die young at a very old age.
One of the products mentioned in the Prescription for Healthy Life collection is an anti-aging tonic called Vivix, which contains resveratrol, that ingredient you may have heard that makes red wine healthier than white wine. Urologist Dr. Bob Biggers has made a study of resveratrol over the past 3 years, and we asked him to share what he has learned and how Vivix is benefiting his patients.
I'm Dr. Bob Biggers. I'm a practicing urologist in Colorado Springs. I've been practicing urology for the last 35 years and have been associated with the Shafi Corporation for the last 25 years. I was especially fascinated by one of their newest products called Vivix because of the science that's behind it. A lot of the things that I'm about to tell you are a result of reading through articles published in medical journals. I go to the National Library of Medicine, which anybody can do, and look up resveratrol and see what kind of research has been done. Since I am in urology, I tend to concentrate more on men's health, and there are quite a bit that has been done for that. Again, what I'm telling you is the scientific findings from studies that have been done around the world. There was one on testosterone done in Korea where they were looking at rabbits and put half of the rabbits on resveratrol and looked at a variety of different things. The testosterone level in the resveratrol rabbits went up about 52%, and their sperm counts went up about 16%. Another study that was in Spain was looking at rats, and it's the same thing. They were looking at sperm counts and put half of the rats on resveratrol and did counts on the number of sperm in the testicles themselves. And again, there was twice the count in the resveratrol group. So there's a role in infertility, which is a real issue for some guys. Looking at prostate cancer, this is the most common cancer in men. I see a lot of it, and there's been some work done on that. One was looking at injecting rats with human prostate cancer cells, and then they would, after 30 days, and count the number of tumors that they had developed throughout the body, both number and size. And in the group that was pre-treated with resveratrol, there were fewer tumors that developed, and they were smaller, and more of the rats had no cancer in the resveratrol-treated group. So there is an active effect against growing cancer cells. What we're looking at also is not just waiting until you get the cancer and put yourself on resveratrol, but to see if there's any prevention. In, again, rats, there is a virus that will cause prostate cancer to develop. So in the University of Alabama, what they did was take a group of rats that was pre-treated with resveratrol and then compare them to a group that was not, and all of the rats were given this virus. They waited 30 weeks and then looked for prostate cancer, and there was a significant number of fewer prostate cancers in the group treated with resveratrol. So it has a preventive effect as well as a therapeutic effect. There are other health issues that men face besides just these, and they tend to be non-urologic, but I'd like to cover them. One of them is coronary artery disease, heart disease. One of the earlier studies was done, again, with mice, and what they would do is operate on the mice and put a clamp on one of the coronary arteries. This would be like a heart attack, and they would leave the clamp on for 30 minutes, take it off. That would be like having an angioplasty, and once they've done that, they waited about a week, again, half treated with resveratrol, half not, and compared the amount of muscle damage in the two groups. The resveratrol-treated group had much less in the way of muscle damage, so that there was a real benefit there in cardioprotection. There was another study where, again, they pre-treated the rats with resveratrol in half the group and did the same thing. They clamped the artery off, but left it clamped off, and went back and looked at the rats later. And there's a process that takes place in the heart, which is called collateral circulation, where the blood starts flowing through newer, smaller blood vessels when the major ones are blocked off. And the pre-treated rats had much greater collateral circulation, and as a result, there was much less tissue damage done on them. One study that was really interesting was looking at stroke patients, and this was not pre-treatment, But they went in and created strokes in rats by clamping off several arteries. What they would do then was give the rats at 4 hours and at 8 hours resveratrol. And the rats that were treated with resveratrol, both at 4 and at 8 hours, had much less brain damage and brain loss than the group that was not treated. And that's an after-the-fact thing that you can do in stroke patients. Looking at some neurologic disorders, things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, there are chemicals that will cause the same kind of changes in the brain that you see with these diseases. And again, what they do is take half the rats, pre-treat them with resveratrol, give all the rats these chemicals, and go in and look at the brain tissue. And again, there's a neuroprotective effect as a result of the resveratrol, and there are less changes and fewer rats that actually get the changes. So it's very exciting from that point of view as well. I have a personal story that I'd like to share with you quickly, and that is my dad developed prostate cancer, the standard kind of prostate cancer that most men get, about 15 years ago. He was treated with radiation, and he did well for quite a number of years, then started having some discomfort in the pelvic area, and the CAT scan showed he had a prostate cancer. But when they biopsied it, it was a sarcoma. That's a completely different kind of cancer, one that does not usually respond to chemotherapy or to radiation. He was started on the chemotherapy and has been on it now. They gave him one of these stories. They gave him 6 months to live, and now it's 3 years later, and he's still with us. He was having some pelvic pain again, and we repeated a CAT scan and an MRI to see how big the cancer had gotten and if that was the cause of the pain. I'd like to add that he's been on Vivix now for the last 2 years, and when we did the repeat studies, there was no cancer. I mean, there was nothing to see. It was just normal bladder and normal small prostate. So I don't know if it was the chemo. We do know that in some of the studies looking at cancer and chemotherapy, that the chemotherapy works much better in the lab animals that are on resveratrol. I would have to say that's what has taken place here, but it's a wonderful success story from my point of view. And that's part of the reason why I recommend Vivix, because it's the most potent. It's 10 times as powerful as any of its competitors, and it's pure. On a variety of different conditions like prostate cancer, bladder cancer, recurrent bladder infections, neurologic problems we see because it affects bladder function, I will recommend that they take Vivix and we'll refer them to a Shackley distributor in our area. My biggest testimony is I take it myself. So everything that I've told you except my personal story is available to anybody who wants to go into the medical literature. National Library of Medicine is a real resource open to anybody, and you can't argue with results. I'd like to thank you for your time and wish you well.
One of the reasons people report such remarkable results with Vivix is that Vivix goes beyond just resveratrol alone. Shackley scientists built on the initial research and discovered additional polyphenols that render the Vivix extract more effective than resveratrol alone. Impressive research at the University of Tennessee, the State University of New York at Buffalo, and other academic facilities is discovering that Vivix is blunting dangerous inflammatory activity in the cells, it's repairing DNA, and it's regenerating the elements in the cells that produce energy. And we're now going to hear from Mike Coogan, who is the first male in his family in 5 generations who has lived to know his grandchildren.
Hi, this is Mike Coogan from Minneapolis. I didn't start life out with good genes. Both a heart problem and cancer exist in my family on my father's side. And, you know, 5 generations and none of the men living to see grandchildren, that was something else. Began using Shackley products over 30 years ago. Was in, you know, good health. The only thing we had was my wife, Jeanette, and I were told we couldn't have children. Been married about 8 years. We started taking Shackley and we had children. In my early 50s, I had a heart attack, and unfortunately, it created an arrhythmia problem, and I had to have 6-7 ablation surgeries over a period of a number of years, and a little over a year ago, it was successful, and each of these lasted, 6.5 hours, and I would go back to square one. the doctors always commented about, you know, how I bounced back so well from everything and how strong my heart was, my blood pressure, my, you know, cholesterol. You know, I took Shackley throughout the whole thing. And as new things came online, you know, my wife, Jeanette, made sure I got on them. You know, today it's religiously take Vitalizer Gold, a couple of CoQ10 a day, Nutrifuron, Omega Guard, Cholesterol Reduction Complex. By the way, last week, I take a statin. Last week, they cut that by half, and I'm hoping within a month or two to be completely off a statin. Cinch every day for lunch. Start the day with soy protein and the Vitalizer. And as a sidebar, lost approximately 20 pounds and have taken several inches off the waist. And, you know, now I can go out biking and just my heart is just like a Timex watch, you know, takes a lick and keeps on ticking, but strong. And it is so neat to be able to see grandchildren and hold them. And I think about that a lot. I'm 71 years of age now, and I think my health is better now than when I was in college or shortly thereafter. And that's it.
Hi, my name is Steve Jarvie, and I'm a dentist in the Chicago area, and I've been in practice for over 30 years. And I wanted to share some information I had researched on hormonal imbalance in men, and specifically male menopause, which is referred to as andropause. My research started about 5 years ago. I'm 57 years old now. And you might say, like most men at my age, I started to experience some vague symptoms, and most of them concerned where was my energy. At the same time, my wife, Mikey, was undergoing her own battle and challenge with her menopause issues. She had a great deal of information and a great many resources for her to get that information to find out what she could take or what she could do to help with the symptoms, whereas for men, that information was not readily available. Testosterone, we find in recent studies, has shown that 25% drop in testosterone from the ages of 35 to 54, and it continues to drop after that at about 1% per year. We all see the marketing on TV talking about low T, and we see it's marketed by the pharmaceutical industry, and they all highlight the same thing. It's about low energy, fatigue, mood swings, irritability, loss of muscle tone, increase in fat, particularly around the waist and stomach areas, which we affectionately call love handles, low libido, depression, general malaise, sleeplessness, osteoporosis, heart disease and atherosclerosis, and poor concentration and memory lapses. My issue mostly was with the low energy, and that was something that I felt I needed to focus on and find out what I could do to help this situation. I would imagine that any man that's 50 or over would look at any of these signs or symptoms and at least have three of them that they could relate to. So the question is, what robs us of testosterone? And a few of these factors are stress is probably the number one. As I had mentioned, that I am a dentist, so I am not immune to stress. In fact, at least once a week, I hear that from any one of my patients that I hate the dentist. So it does not leave one with a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. And dentists in particular suffer from higher rates of depression and suicide than most other occupations out there. In fact, on the list of mortality for men, suicide is rated as number 8 on that list. Personally, I think that part of the stress element, and I take a vitamin B complex, which I'll talk about later, which really helps to manage that much better. Other factors that rob us of testosterone are drugs, particularly alcohol or nicotine. Whether they're prescription drugs or illegal drugs, they all pretty much have the same effect at depleting testosterone levels. The other is lack of sleep. I will talk further about one of my favorite supplements, which is Osteomatrix, that has helped me through my sleep cycle and has improved that very much. Lack of exercise is usually a common thing with men as they age because they don't have the energy. Poor nutrition. And estrogen enhancers are things that we might find in food additives, either hormones that are added into meats or poultry or dairy or plastic containers that contain BPA. So what can we do about it? You know, what are the options that are open to us to try to combat low testosterone levels? And it really falls into two different categories. One is the natural and one is a synthetic. The synthetic is the more expensive that is pushed by the pharmaceuticals and sometimes leads to other side effects like increased incidence of cancer after extended use of that. The natural route is the one that I did my research with, and it brought me closer to some very important findings. And some of the factors that you come across and what can be done are proper rest, hydration, especially pure water, and here's where I would recommend to get clean water system. De-stress yourself, and there are a number of different supplement ways as well as different relaxation techniques that are out there. Nutritional support and supplementation, which is going to be the focus of the rest of my conversation later. Just an awareness of where estrogen and the role it plays in your environment and what kind of factors are there that can increase that incident for you. I'd mentioned about the plastic containers and food additives. Resistance exercises, where you exercise the large muscle groups, are very good at producing more natural flow of testosterone. For the focus on the supplementation, it's particularly the Shaklee products that I want to talk about. And the reason it's Shaklee is because of many, and a few of them are, that it's a very trusted company with pure products. Their research is second to none, and they have the utmost integrity in backing those products. Plus, personally, I have gained so much benefit after using the products that I certainly recommend them to anybody that would be in need. A few of these products I'd like to just focus on, and the primary one is the Shaklee product Vitalizer. That's a multivitamin that Shaklee has in a nice little packet, and it's just an excellent quality source to get the foundational support that's really going to help everything. It's what you'd call the smart multivitamin because it's released in your system at the proper time. And Vivix is the anti-aging tonic that is second to none as far as helping with cellular repair. And the primary component in that is resveratrol. The protein sources that are important for testosterone production are the cinch whey and soy combination that you could have. Either of those products would be fine. And the important thing to note is that Shaklee soy is the non-genetically modified soy, as well as their energizing soy protein. Protein acts as the building blocks for all the cells, and that's where it helps with the testosterone production. Vitamin B, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the important ingredients that help to de-stress you. It's important for brain and nervous system function, and it acts as the body's natural antidepressant, if you will. Zinc is another very important integral part of the testosterone synthesis, and it also helps with immune function. Saw palmetto I use regularly, and that's for prostate health. And if you do have low testosterone levels, you will find that a side effect can very well be the enlarged prostate, which affects many men. The stress relief complex is another one of my favorites, and how that acts is it just helps to blunt the cortisol, that's the stress hormone that helps bring that under control so it doesn't wreak havoc on the system. Gentle sleep is a valerian product. It's a natural herb and works very effectively at restoring a sound sleep cycle. And another of my favorites is the Core Energy, which is a ginseng green tea extract that has great benefits, especially for some people that seem to be dealing more and more with stress, which is certainly becoming a part of everybody's life. My final favorite is the osteomatrix. I had mentioned that earlier. And it's a proper blend of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. And it has an effect at decreasing the ability for osteoporosis to develop. It's my favorite because typically after some of my longer days, when I'm working about 10 hours, I have 2 days a week that I do see patients for extended periods of time. And sometimes it's hard to relax at the end of that day, but I know taking the osteomatrix helps as certainly an aid, and usually within 15 minutes, my wife tells me I am lights out. So I have outlined several of my favorite supplements that I use through Shaklee, and I hope I have provided some useful information concerning men's health. I always say that good health is a journey and aging is a process. How we age and taking the necessary steps to maintain optimum health as we age is a choice.
My name is Glenn Hannon. I live in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. About 10 years ago, I came to a threshold in my health where I had severe allergies. I would get bronchitis twice a year. Sometimes that was followed by pneumonia, so I'd be out 2 weeks with that episode, flat on my back in bed. I had no energy, basically dragging myself to work. Went to a dietitian and went on that route for a number of years, made some small improvement, but nothing really significant. And at the end of my rope, I finally went to a doctor down in Chicago, and he gave me the option. He said, would you like to go natural or would you like to go pharmaceutical? And I said, I'll take one more shot at the natural. And he said, well, then if that's what you want, I'm going to prescribe a bunch of supplements. They're Shaklee. I don't sell them. Go find someone who sells them, and this is what I want you to take. So I knew somebody who sold Shaklee. I went and visited with them. I ended up buying quite a bit, but they started me on a very basic regimen of that daily strip of vitamins. I think there's like 6 tabs in there. Nutrifurin was a big thing that I should take because of my immune system, and Vivix, which is that kind of that real tasty purple liquid. And then I also started in the morning with a thin shake. It took about 6 months, and I noticed, first of all, that I was getting my energy back. And so that was a big thing, that I could actually wake up and go to work and not feel like I was dragging. But then more and more things started dropping off that I was suffering with. And now, several years later, no bronchitis, no pneumonia. I haven't had a cold in I don't know how long. So I go the whole year with good health. I have lots of energy. And now I have lost 13 pounds by really monitoring what I've been doing. And so there was a huge difference between what I was taking with a nutritionist, which made a small increase. And by the way, I spent a lot of money with her, close to $1,000 a month. And then moving to Shaklee and taking a few products and making a huge difference in spending way less than that. And so for me, it was a home run that this was the way to go for optimized health. I went to my pulmonologist for my spirometry exam that I took every other year. And after the test, now this was after I had been taking Shaklee supplements, after the test, she came in and she said, I've got your test results back in your lung function and you have the lungs of a non-asthmatic. What are you doing? And I was afraid to tell her because I didn't think she would believe me. But I said, well, I've changed my diet and I've also added Shaklee supplements. And she said, well, they don't have anything to do with it. I said, but how could they not have anything to do with it if I have the lungs of a non-asthmatic and being diagnosed a person with asthma since I was a child? And so I knew there was a difference. She may not have agreed that there was a difference, but I knew there was a difference. So I'm thrilled that I can get up, go to work, and have lots of energy.
Hi, my name is Denny Seiler, and I'm 62 years old and live in Elgin, Illinois. I've been a cabinet maker for about 30 years, and I've been asked to share my health weight loss story with you. So I guess I would start about 3 years ago when I started on the Cinch program. I lost 41 pounds and 22 inches at that time in about 4 months, so I lost 2.5 pounds a week. Which is a pretty good weight loss. I think it's easier to maintain. You don't want to lose fast. So I think that was a pretty good weight loss pace. I did exercise during that time. And I think maybe if you wouldn't exercise, you may not lose as fast, but I was comfortable at losing that speed, basically. I have maintained that for 2 years and wanting in the process to actually lose a little more weight, but not being as serious as I was when I lost the weight. So I kind of maintained for a couple of years. Years past, I had tried several other diets, Seattle Sutton, the Atkins, Weight Watchers. I even was on the Diet Center diet, which I don't think that even exists anymore. I was on that about 18 years ago and lost 65 pounds. And it was just kind of a horrible experience. I was starving all the time. I was weak. I didn't think I even looked good. I had no energy. And like all other diets, within a few months, I gained all the weight plus back. So that's one of the reasons I really like the Cinch. It's the only program I've ever been on where I've actually been able to maintain my weight. But about a year ago, I wanted to lose more. So I kind of formed a contest with my upline, and me and my wife entered that contest. Kind of a fun thing. We put in $50, and the winning team got their money back, and the winner got $600. So that kind of, I'm competitive, and she's competitive, and that kind of motivated us. So during another 17-week contest, I lost another 40 pounds. She lost 33 pounds and has gone on to lose a total of 55 pounds and 33 inches with it. But in the beginning of trying to lose, I thought I would have to maybe up my exercise. We both have been walking like 5 miles a day, and it didn't seem like I was able to get that last weight off, so I thought I would start to jog. I tried to jog and could not jog 1/10 of a mile, so I thought something's got to be wrong. I can walk 5 miles, and I can't jog 1/10 of a mile. So I went to a doctor, very familiar with Shaklee products, so that's why I went to him, and he did a blood test and found out that I had Lyme's disease. Thought it was kind of funny that I had no symptoms, and he says that a good chance that the reason was because of the supplements that I've been taking for around 35 years in Shaklee, and I didn't really have the symptoms. He felt that my body probably fought it off, but in the meantime of fighting it off, it had caused some problems. He went on with further testing, stress tests. Found out it had damaged the nerve in my heart and actually had damaged my heart fairly seriously. My amount of blood that my heart was pumping out was only at 35%, which was a huge shock, basically congestive heart failure at that point. But the next breath was, but don't worry because your heart's a muscle and it can rebuild itself. So the only thing he had me do was add CoQ Heart to what I've already been taking. I've already take the Vitalizer, the vitamin strip. I take the Vivix, the anti-aging, and actually a product that will repair the DNA of a cell. I take Nutriferon. I was taking the Cinch. And I take several other things also that would take too long to list them all. So he told me that I could go ahead and jog, but to take it very slow. So I set a goal for a mile, which took me a couple months to do, and I can still remember reaching that mile. It was like unbelievable. And then after that, I set a goal for 5K, which is 3.1 miles. I started that in, I think, March, and then by August, I was actually running the 3.1 miles. And I've now gone back for further testing, and I've actually improved my output of my blood from the original 35% to 48%, which was about a month ago. So that's very good. I'm approaching normal for my age. Not quite there yet, but I will definitely get there. I'm actually shooting for way above normal. So we run every day now. We run 3 to 5 miles every day. Never tired, have energy. It felt better than probably when I was in my 20s. I've now lost 80 pounds total and maintained for actually another year now, so a total of 3 years all total. I should tell a little bit of what I did. I basically followed the program. The 3-in-1 boost is definitely important for me. I would take a bar for breakfast. I would take a shake for lunch, and I would add a little fruit, maybe a hard-boiled egg if I get a little hungry, and eat a sensible dinner. So to me, it was not even like being on a diet. The worst part of a diet is when you have friends say, well, let's go out to eat or whatever, and it's like, no, I can't do that. I'm on a diet. Here, if you do your couple meals, no one really cares so much about breakfast or lunch. You do that, and you can eat whatever you want sensibly for dinner, and it's just an excellent program, and I feel great. And that's my story.
This is Chris Spell from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I want to tell you about my experience with Cinch. Now, I'm not one who has ever really officially done a diet, because I just didn't want to suffer through a diet. I just had not gotten desperate enough to want to go through those diets that starve you to death and just make you miserable and exhausted all the time. Until Cinch came along, that was my view of all diets. I like to eat what I want and when I want it. Who doesn't? I also have noticed in the past when my friends diet that yes, they lose the weight, but they are miserable while they do, and then afterwards when they get to their weight goal, they quit the diet. Then in a few short months, they've gained the weight back plus some. Well, I wanted nothing to do with that process. So about 2 months ago, I was putting on my shorts and noticed that I was having to squeeze into them. Well, that was it for me. I just wasn't going to go and buy bigger pants. I've done that all the way up to size 44 so far, and well, it's time to stop growing. As we know, there are so many diseases caused by being overweight, and since I'm 46 with two wonderful toddlers, Samantha and Nicholas, I know I'm not going to be around for them if I keep going to buy bigger pants. So I ordered a month's supply of Cinch to do the program my way. I still wasn't willing to sacrifice too much for my diet, but I did want to fit back in my 44 pants and not grow anymore. I also wasn't really ready to do the exercise I know I should do either, so I basically just consumed the products and hoped for the best. I drank my shake every morning. Was this tough? Nope, not a bit. I had not been used to eating breakfast in a while, so the shake was easy and tasted great. I don't like milk, so what I would do is use 3 scoops of Cinch shake mix in water. I mixed 2 chocolate and 1 vanilla scoop of Cinch shake mix to make a yummy shake. I added the 3rd scoop to make up for the missing protein in the milk that I wasn't using. Now I've got to tell you, I'm a really picky eater, and I got to tell you, those shakes are really good. And with every meal, I took my 3-in-1 boost tablet. I also took my Vitalizer in the morning with my shake. No way I'm giving up my Vitalizer, but you don't have to take the Vitalizer like you do with the 3-in-1 boost. I just wanted the added benefit gained from the Vitalizer. So that leaves 2 more meals for the day. If we didn't go out for lunch, I would have a meal bar for lunch, or I would have it for dinner if we did go out for lunch. It really doesn't matter when you have it. I really like both the peanut butter chocolate chip meal bar and the blueberry almond crisp meal bar. It's a tough choice to say which I like better. Again, picky eater here that loves both of these meal bars. So that was another easy step in the Cinch diet. Now you might think I was starving the first week starting this diet, but I wasn't. I found that for me, having the meal bar at lunch really worked a little better because I would usually get a little hungry around bedtime if I ate the bar at night. But well, that's not really a big problem because if I did get a little hungry, either in the afternoon or before bed, I would just eat a chocolate Cinch snack bar and that would take care of any hunger I might have. Oh, and I always took my 3-in-1 boost with each of my meals. That was probably the hardest thing to remember to do throughout the diet. And I would drink the Cinch energy tea occasionally. I really loved the green tea hot, but I didn't drink it every day. So when I started the Cinch diet, I had planned to do just what I wanted to do for a month and see how it went. I certainly wasn't the poster child of someone doing a diet the way you're supposed to do it, but my goal was simple, fit back into my 44 pants. Well, after the first week, I noticed that I had way more energy than I had before. Before I started the diet, I found it very difficult to get up out of the chair. I was so drained all the time. So you're probably thinking that a diet isn't going to help that. Well, no other diet that I'd ever heard of would help that. But I found that I was bouncing out of my chair after the first week. I had such an increase in energy. It was just amazing. I felt so much better. And those 44 shorts were fitting a little bit better. Then before I knew it, the month had gone by and I was feeling great. And I had noticed I couldn't keep my 44 pants on without my belt anymore. They would just fall down too low while walking without my belt. And I had also noticed that I had gotten several inches back on my belt. See, I was going to have to buy another belt too because I was at the end of the belt. I just didn't want to do that. So I went and tried on my size 40 pants and they fit just right. Amazing. After a month of a diet that didn't feel like a diet at all because I was eating whatever I wanted for that 3rd meal. I could wear my shorts that I couldn't even button up before starting Cinch. I have no idea how many pounds I lost. Best I recall, it wasn't all that many pounds. I lost a lot of inches and fat. So Cinch really is about losing inches, and the pounds go with the inches. Now, after my great experience with that month, I've skipped Cinch for the next month. Guess what? I still fit into my size 40 pants, and I haven't gained the weight back. So my next step is going to be starting Cinch up again, but this time I plan to do it the way you're supposed to do it, and get serious about losing the inches and pounds. I would like to lose at least 60 pounds, and I know with Cinch it will be easy, stress-free, without all the crazy calorie-counting junk of other diets. And I know that if I don't lose the weight, then I'm probably not going to be around for my kids growing up. So this does really mean a lot to me.
My name is Jack Mahoney, and I live here in Naperville, Illinois, and I'm a mortgage broker. Back in November of 2005, I suffered a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack, often called a mini stroke. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and they did an MRI on my neck where I was told I had 20% blockage in my arteries and for sure that I would have to have surgery in 5 years to have that cleaned up. About 6 years ago, a few months after that, I got connected with Shackley to help lower my cholesterol and to improve my overall health. I began taking high doses of Omega-Guard fish oil on a daily basis, along with my Vitali multivitamin, soy protein shake, and B-complex supplement. I stopped taking Lipitor, and I was able to reduce my number from 240 to 160 in just over 6 months. However, I soon discovered another benefit from Shackley, one that had a direct impact on the way I could function on a daily basis. Prior to getting involved with Shackley, a good part of my life was an absolute nightmare. I suffered from the sheer terror of panic attacks. They were frequent and they were horrible. When under a panic attack, my heart would beat so fast, it was so hard to breathe, I would gasp for air at a very rapid pace and my mind was just filled with fear. I swear I thought it was going to die. And the worst part about them is that they are progressive by nature. They become more frequent and more severe, to the point that I was always on the lookout for what would trigger the next attack. I had to allow for an extra hour each way for my daily commute to work, taking alternate routes to avoid getting trapped in heavy traffic jams, which for sure would trigger an attack. I could not be in a room with a closed door. An elevator was out of the question. There were numerous adjustments I had to make in my life to avoid those attacks. It was a terrible way to have to live. But during my cholesterol reduction plan with Shackley, I began increasing my doses of B-complex up to 4 and 5 times the recommended daily dosage. Although my panic attacks did not disappear altogether, they became less frequent and life was becoming tolerable again. It was an incredible relief. About 5 years ago, I replaced Vitali with Vitalizer, later my soy protein with Cinch shakes, and have reduced my B-complex intake. But it wasn't until 4 years ago when I included Vivix to my nutrition plan that I realized the full relief from panic attacks. Vivix works at repairing damaged cells, and I'm convinced Vivix does this for me. I am so very happy to say that I have not experienced a panic attack in over 3 years, and I sincerely feel I owe it all to our Shackley product, especially Vitalizer, Vivix, Omega Guard, B-complex, and Cinch. And not only can I tolerate a traffic jam, I ride elevators and I sleep with my door shut. My life has changed so much, I thank God for the miracle of our body's ability to heal itself and for Shackley. I have kept my cholesterol levels at or below 160 ever since, and I am panic attack free. Life is great, and I've lost 44 pounds as well.
This is Gary Kausner. I'm a business coach and consultant from Western Massachusetts. When I started using Shackley some 33 years ago, I was the proverbial 97-pound, actually 148-pound, weakling. While quite active, I biked, hiked, canoed, and backpacked, etc., I would have been lucky to be able to do 10 push-ups. I never went anywhere without a pocket full of tissues, as it seemed that my eyes and nose were constantly running, and I had asthma. When we had a series of family portraits taken, there was a joke one of me taken with a tissue stuck in my nose, since that was a typical situation. Still, I didn't consider myself sickly, just had allergies and very susceptible to colds. After hearing my sponsor tell me for 2 months about how great he was feeling using the Shackley supplements and how if I didn't notice a difference in 30 days I could get my money back, I finally agreed to try them, mostly to prove him wrong. My dad was a doctor, and I knew that vitamins didn't do anything, even though we'd occasionally use one-a-day tablets. I remember asking my Shackley sponsor if I could just take them, try them, and bring them back in 30 days, or if I had to pay him up front and get my money back a month later. Of course, I had to pay him, and I never did get my money back, as I started noticing some interesting things, fewer allergy symptoms, quicker recovery from colds, stronger nails, and so forth. Initially, I chalked this up to a placebo response, i.e. just in my head, and decided that I was okay with that so long as I felt better. When taking a dietary consultant certification program, I realized that it was far more than just in my head, as I learned what doctors weren't taught and what I had never known. Cut to 25 or so years later, Shackley came out with Core Energy, a ginseng-based product, And on their initial promotional tape, there was an older woman obliquely referring to how her love life, I don't recall her exact words, had improved since using this product. I decided to give it a try, and I can tell you that I, too, have enjoyed the wide-ranging benefits of a systemic tonic that supports so many functions in the body. I'm happy to be able to say that at 59, I am in far better shape today than I was more than half my life ago when I started. I've been known to do as many as 100 push-ups, participate in marathon all-day or all-night dance events, and I feel better than I ever have. I give Shackley Sports Nutrition at least 70% of the credit for my increased strength and stamina. I get the rest of the credit. And I could tell you stories of how performance and physique have supported my being able to do things I would never have been able to do otherwise. I hardly ever get sick, have virtually no allergy symptoms, and have been asthma-free for over a decade and a half. Thanks in large part to Shackley.
Hello, friends. This is Alan Sherapin visiting with you today from my home in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, on the Ohio border. And today we're going to talk about good news, bad news, as far as cancer and how it affects us as men. First of all, bad news is every other one of us will get cancer. Those are the stats. 1 out of 2 men. Women, it's 1 out of 3. The good news as far as men's cancer is concerned, skin cancer and prostate cancer, the number 1 and 2 cancers that men will get, they don't kill us. The bad news is lung and colon cancer are the ones that kill men. What can we do to prevent this sort of thing happening? Again, we're going to talk about prevention and being proactive. My cancer story, they discovered it by accident. There was a tumor on my kidney. They had to excise it through surgery, take it out. They discovered it was cancerous, self-contained, didn't have to do any radiation, x-rays, and all that stuff. Didn't have to do any chemotherapy. Just go on with my life, the doctor said. Now, going on with my life, I've been all my life working to prevent cancer. Both my parents died of cancer, so I wanted to do whatever I could to prevent getting it. So when we want to be proactive and work on prevention, we have 4 things, basically: attitude, diet, exercise, and supplements. So we're going to emphasize supplements today, but keep in mind, your mental attitude is very important. Do what you can to keep a clean diet. Exercise on a regular, consistent basis. And of course, smoking, we don't want to talk about that, but if you're smoking, it'd be best to quit. Of course, we know about that. And then we have the products. How can they help us to prevent and be proactive about cancer? Well, the first one we're going to talk about, you may be surprised, is Enfucil. Enfucil is Shackley's skin care product. Keep in mind, it's non-sexist. Most women use it. Men probably don't as much, but we should be. First of all, we clean our face with it. Then I put a toner on. It's a great aftershave. I put eye treatment on to prevent those wrinkles. My family has a background of bags in the eyes. It helps to prevent that. Then we have the AM repair. Now I put it over my whole face, which in my case extends to the back of my neck, being a cue ball, as my granddaughter calls me, mango head. You know, it's nice and smooth, no hair there. So I get that sun protection factor, which is in the AM repair, to help prevent skin cancer, of course. And if I'm going to be out in the sun more, then I use one of our other products, our sunscreen, with an SPF factor in it to help prevent those bad rays from coming in. And then we can talk about the products we're going to eat and use. So first of all, let's talk about Nutrifuran. It is the immune-boosting product. When Dr. Kojima discovered interferon, he spent his career developing a product, which we now call Nutrifuran, to help the body naturally produce more immune stuff to help build our immune system. So it's an outstanding product. They use it regularly, every single day. Then we have Optiflora, Optiflora probiotic. It's going to give us these good bacteria to our colon. And the unique things about the Shackley Optiflora product, it's guaranteed to deliver live bacteria to your colon. My knowledge, I don't know of anyone else that does that. They say there's live bacteria at the time of production or whatever, but not live bacteria to the colon as Shackley's does. So I use at least 2 of those a day. 1 for most people. I just, a little extra insurance, so to speak. And then we have our vitamin C product. It delivers like 100 milligrams of vitamin C every hour over a 5-hour period. So each of those tablets has 500 milligrams. So you're getting good vitamin C delivered to your body on a regular, consistent basis, and then it extends for maybe 8, 10, 12 hours. Outstanding. And then, particularly for cancer, we want to have our Carotamax. It is our antioxidant product. And I use those, again, regularly. I use my supplements 2 to 4 times a day. Carotamax, probably 2 to 3 times a day. And then Vivix, our anti-aging tonic, our resveratrol product. You know, when you undergo any kind of problem, and you take medication, medication has side effects, usually not good. Well, with Shackley supplements, you don't have any side effects that aren't good. You get side benefits that are good for you. And one of the things with Vivix, our resveratrol anti-aging product, is when it came out, we didn't realize all the wonderful side benefits that we're going to get from it. So you really want to take that Vivix tonic, minimum of a teaspoon a day, each and every day. And of course, I use more because I want more insurance. And then we have our wonderful Shackley soy products, energizing soy protein, instant protein, and all of our Cinch products. And these products are all non-GMO, not genetically modified. So when you want a protein product, Shackley is the protein of choice. Now, colon cancer, remember, number two killer of men. So one of the things you want to do with your colon is have good fiber in it. Well, the Cinch products have a good fiber in it. So when you're eating the Cinch drink mix, you're getting good fiber. Then you want to add additional fiber. You can use either the Shackley fiber tabs or the Shackley fiber powder and add that to any of your Cinch drinks, for example, or your instant protein, or your soy protein. So here you have it. It's great products that are going to give you great energy, great, like I call it, inexpensive health insurance to help prevent these things from happening to us.
Well, Barb, this has been quite a journey through the world of men's health, with some great information and mighty inspiring stories. I hope all of our listeners have come away with a renewed sense of their own ability to guide their health destiny. If you look at all the research, the conclusion is very clear. Health comes largely from behavior and choices. From a diet rich in fruits and vegetables and protein, much of which from vegetable sources, drinking our 8 glasses of water a day, getting our bodies moving with moderate exercise, adequate sleep, our choices really make all the difference. To that, we add the powerful impact of Shackley supplements, which I've personally relied on for my health for 40 years. It's great to be 62, weigh the same as I did when I graduated from high school, and enjoy essentially unlimited energy and vitality to do what I want to do with my life. Our guests recommended many Shackley supplements, most of which I use. My recommendation for those new to Shackley would be to focus on 4 key products, which form a solid foundation to which one can add any of the other products you may find useful. The first product is Vitalizer, a convenient daily strip of 80 bio-optimized nutrients, which truly gets the right nutrients to the right place at the right time. That product alone makes a huge difference for virtually everyone I've shared it with. Then I'd recommend Vivix, Shackley's patented anti-aging tonic that we heard about in detail from Dr. Biggers. The third product is Nutriferon, which stimulates the production of natural interferon in the body, increasing the efficiency and activity of our immune system. And finally, Cinch Shake, a complete protein meal replacement that helps us burn fat and preserve muscle. If you already are at ideal weight, a Cinch Shake at breakfast or lunch can help you keep that way. If you want to lose weight, the entire Cinch program would be my recommendation. I have to add, for the athletes among us, particularly those of us with some mileage, Shackley Advanced Joint Health Complex is a near miracle. Just ask my knees after a 100-mile bike ride. So, Barb, anything else to add?
Well, just this, Bob, from a personal standpoint, is that our spouses, our partners, our children, they all rely on us to keep ourselves healthy so we can all live our lives and our days together with vitality, with healthy bodies and sound minds, without being on a litany of prescriptions and medications, so that life can continue to be good as long as we're here on Earth. So we wish all of you good luck and good health.
While every effort is made to ensure the accuracy of the information on this presentation, the opinions expressed are those of the speakers only. No information on this presentation is designed to treat or cure disease and is offered for informational purposes only. If you have a medical condition, please consult your physician. This is a product of K&E Productions Incorporated and is neither endorsed nor supported by the Shackley Corporation. The proceeding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.